Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Post-Arts under scaffolding.
Co-op. The staff can't do anything.
Co-op. But they might still strike this spring. That's the gossip at the mail drop. Here in our co-op.
Whose package is this? Something from overnight insulin emergency providers? Going once? Twice? Nope. Okay, garbage time. Bye-bye, box.
Hello and welcome back to Patreon with Cheese. I am joined, as always, by our wonderful, incredible video editor and my good friend Elizabeth Esten. Say hello, Elizabeth Esten.
Hello, Jesse McAnally.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Let's not pretend we're doing this right after our Jamie recording.
Yeah, totally. We're doing this the next week.
Yeah, we did this right before, like, we stopped recording right before you started listening to this. So whenever you're experiencing this, this is literally happening live.
Yeah, this is live. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly's on the call. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Sorry.
All right. So, we're talking about co-op.
Co-op.
So this is your idea. Tell us a little bit about Documentary Now and your relationship to one Jean Mulaney.
Jean Mulaney. I started watching Documentary Now in college.
All right.
Because I needed a new show to watch, and it looked fun, and I knew that Hader and Arbison were involved, so, and they do really good shit, and I didn't know Jean Mulaney was involved till later on when I started watching it, but I started watching it in college, and I just really loved it. I really like documentaries, so watching parodies documentaries is a good time for me. I'm a weirdo. So, and I've been watching Jean Mulaney since probably like 2013.
Wow.
So, like it's been a few years now. I actually did for my motion graphics animation class, I did a text animation to a bit from New in Town about like old crime scenes. So whenever I rewatch New in Town, I know all the words to that section because I had to rewatch it 800 times and within like a 3-month period. So to animate words, it's like, oh gosh, this is bad. But yeah, no, I've been a John Lane fan for a while and I have no opinion of his current kerfuffle.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough when you leave your wife out of nowhere for, you know, a noted fat shamer. It's really rough. I don't know how he survives that.
Yeah.
So I like John Mulaney fine for a while. Kind of fell out of love with the work lately, but I was also I don't think I watched a single one of his specials until like 2018. Take that for what it's worth. He's fine. Sack Lunch Bunch, great. Jake Gyllenhaal's great in it.
Iconic. He's the best part of that.
As far as Documentary Now, I have seen 2 episodes. I have seen the first episode and this episode.
You should watch Bad Shit Valley. It's great.
I will watch them in my time. I have a bad time watching TV shows, to be honest. I have a bad time watching anything if it's not for work purposes, meaning musicals with cheese. Like, if I'm not watching something for a reason, I have a hard time justifying watching it.
Oh, yeah, that's valid. Yeah, I've seen basically every episode. I haven't seen the bowling episode in season 3, but I just didn't get to that.
So the writers of this episode are one John Mulaney, Seth Meyers, and Fred Armisen.
And it's directed by Alex Buono, yeah.
Yeah, who also directed a bunch of episodes of The Detroiters. So he was working in my neck of the woods for a while.
And I think the songs are written by the same guy who did the Sack Lunch Bunch songs.
Yeah, that makes sense. So,
I don't remember his name off the top of my head.
Alan Boland?
Yeah, that guy.
With lyrics and stuff by Seth Meyers and John Mulaney.
Yeah, which that makes a lot of sense.
What do you think of this? Like, so this is a parody of the company original Broadway cast recording documentary about how that came together and the notes that Sondheim's giving to people. It had Dean Jones, Elaine Stritch. Elaine Stritch is most famous in that documentary and parodied perfectly here. So I've seen that documentary many, many times. It is one of my favorite things. Criterion just released a new version of it. I'm planning to buy the Blu-ray of that as soon as I can. It looks beautiful. What did you think about that? Because you saw Co-op before the documentary.
Yes, I've seen Co-op at least 3 times where I watched the documentary. But I knew
how does it compare?
I knew of the Company documentary. Right. Well, actually, at the time, I didn't know the plot of Company. So I was watching a Company documentary, and I was like, shit, I don't know the plot of Company. So I went to Wikipedia, and I read a plot summary.
There was no plot of Company.
And then I realized the plot was nothing,
yep.
And it make no sense to me.
It works when you're watching it, but if you're just reading it, it's like, and then he's like smoking weed, what?
What? And he has 3 girlfriends, and there's a wedding, but it's not a wedding because it opens with a birthday party, but it also Act 2 starts with a birthday party. What the? There's a lot happening in Company.
It's a concept musical.
Yeah. Also, the first time I heard most of the Company songs were on Glee.
Ugh.
So the first Glee Company song I ever heard was "Not Getting Married Today," as performed on Glee
by Jemma Mays.
And it was iconic.
Actress. She's famous actress from Paul Mark Blart.
And it was iconic. She did good, as far as I'm concerned. But I grew up watching Glee, so I might be a little biased.
You were a Gleek?
I was a Gleek back then.
My God.
So I'm still kind of a Gleek.
Really?
So it kind of stays with you. Because, like, people hear Glee covers and have, like, visceral reactions to them. I don't have that visceral reaction. I'm like, it's fine.
I have visceral reactions to actual lines of dialogue from Glee rather than the songs.
Yeah, that's what I have visceral reactions to now as a person. I'm like, oh, because I watched the whole show in quarantine because I rage quit during the airing. When it was airing live on TV, I watched it with my mom and my sister. And
isn't it rough to watch that final season?
So I rage quit during season 4 back then.
Yeah, I think everyone did.
Yeah,
I think everyone showed back up for the Cory Monteith episode and then left again.
I actually didn't watch Cory Monteith episode until recently, but I watched the whole show in quarantine because I made bad choices. The first 4 seasons didn't take me that long to watch. The final season took me the longest to watch, and it's the shortest.
I'm like, it's so rough.
Why is this so bad? And then even Jonathan Groff shows up, and I'm just like, oh my God, you're not even saving this. Oh my God.
Can I point out one thing about the last season? And I think it's fucking hilarious.
What about it?
So we're recording this on the 30th of September,
yes.
The week after Tony's Sunday. In that final episode, Lea Michele wins a Tony at the 2020 Tony Awards, which never happened.
So are you saying that Glee caused the pandemic to cancel the Tonys?
I'm not saying, I'm just pointing out
that's
facts.
Just a theory.
A Glee theory.
Someone
I don't know what to do
theory,
with that information. Yeah. It's information I know, and I know that there was no Tony Awards in 2020. So
that's it. I love that conspiracy. But I watched the Comedy documentary for the first time for this.
What'd you think of it?
I loved it. It was great. I think young baby Sondheim is very mean sometimes.
I think he's just a very direct man.
He's very passionate, and I like that about him. And also like how Harold Prince is in it for like 2 seconds. It's just like, I'm also here.
It's about cats.
I'm also here. I also helped. And he's just, like, not in it that much. Lane Stritch's entire saga of trying to record Ladies Who Lunch is iconic. Like, loved it. I loved everything about it.
What the? I'm screaming!
I know Steve Sondheim's just like you're talking too much while you're singing. He's like, but I do that naturally, man.
What do you think I am? Steve!
I'm Elaine Stritch. And I was first introduced to Elaine Stritch when I watched 30 Rock, so this is right. Very, like, interesting new light to Elaine Stritch I've never seen before.
She's from Detroit. I've driven past her house.
That makes a lot of sense.
She comes off very Midwestern to me. When Mandy Patinkin came to Detroit, he told a story about Elaine Stritch where she's like, the whole place is a fucking jungle nightmare. I hate it. And he's like, Elaine, I'm... And he's like, Elaine was a direct woman, but she loved her city, and I'm so glad to be back here and tell her stories. I was like, what do you think we're supposed to take from that, Mandy Patinkin?
No, she did it. She did it. My favorite Elaine Stritch story is when she went to Cats and she was so freaked out that people were touching her, she just walked out.
Now I'm like, get the hell away from me. Don't you touch me.
She just left Cats. I love it. I love it.
Have you watched her documentary about her?
I haven't. I'm going to now.
It's very good, but there's one moment where she's just walking down the street with the camera following her, and someone's like, Elaine, is that you? And she's like, who are you? And she's like, oh, we work together in a little night music. What? What's your name?
This was a Elaine Stritch thing ever. I love it. I love Elaine Stritch. I want to be Elaine Stritch when I'm older.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have that level of confidence.
She's like so nice, though. She's like so nice. Yeah. She's just very loud and abrasive and confused. Like, yeah, those three elements make her very harsh seeming, but she's perfectly kind.
I want to be like that when I'm old. I want to be confused but very nice.
Oh, darling. Oh, so good to see you again.
Yeah. She was supposed to be in the West End version of Gypsy, and just imagining her singing Rose's Turn, like, for me!
Fucking Gypsy.
Okay, back to co-op.
Co-op,
we're gonna flip back.
Slash company.
So there's a lot of moments where John Mulaney has obviously studied the Baby Sondheim video
really
of
has.
His performance. I hate Sondheim without a beard, but it John Mulaney looks more right as the Sondheim without a beard.
Oh yeah, I love when he's talking to Renee Hales-Goolsberry and it's just like, you've been saying this wrong for 3 weeks and it's really bothered me, but I'm not gonna say it till we're. But I thought I'd tell you right now.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's
very
ruined. Ruined.
It's ruined. It's like, oh, ruined? Okay.
And she's just like, she plays it so perfectly because she is like just actually trying to take the note and make sense. It's like Sondheim in the documentary. She's like, no, it's not Bobby or Boo. What was it? It's Booby, not Bubby.
Yeah, or when, like, during one song, he's just like, this note went from this to this over the progress, over these weeks, and it doesn't sound good, so fix it.
There's a story from the Merrily We Roll Along documentary, where a young Lonnie Price invited the entire cast, because it was very young kids, like 18 to 17 year olds, over for his birthday party, and they're like, you should invite Steve and Hal, and they're like, oh yeah, they won't show. And then they did. And he's like, I'm gonna play you a song you're gonna sing in the show for your birthday, and that'll be your birthday present. You get to hear it right here. And he plays Good Thing Going, and he's like, wow, that was like the best song ever. I can't wait to sing it. He's like, I'm glad you liked it, or else I would have given it to someone else. And then he just got up and left.
Oh,
Sondheim is a very intense, very scary man.
Oh god. Oh, Sondheim. And I think Mulaney does a good job portraying young baby Sondheim.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of scary, but like not super scary.
I mean, John Mulaney's not a scary man until,
I'm so unintimidated by John Mulaney in every aspect of his life. I'm like, yeah. If a man like John Mulaney threatened to beat me up in an alley, I would laugh.
I'm gonna beat you up.
I would be like, that's hilarious. And I would just walk away and probably nothing would happen. Like,
do you want some cocaine?
Oh, God. Yeah. Also, Richard Kind is delightful.
Ooh.
Richard Kind.
he sings the best song in the entire thing, in my opinion.
Christmas Tips?
Yeah. I swear to God, because there's a story in the song in the greater world where he's like, I can't do patter songs. I don't have breath. You just see him running out of breath as he's performing. It is the most incredible thing. And also the song itself is just good. I answer the door. I give high fives. 1, 2, 3.
And then you see, like, John Mulaney, like, behind scenes recording booth, just like, take a breath, and he's not breathing, he's just like, he's still going. And like the reviewer is just like the only tension of the night was seeing if this actor would die while singing this song. He's like, I'll show this dickhole.
But that is also a reference to Merrily, where they had to record their cast album the day after they closed.
Oh, that actually happened.
That was a real thing that happened.
I did not know that till right now.
And you can feel the energy in the cast album of Merrily of like, who could have been?
Now Richard Linklater is making into a movie that no one wants.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No, we want the movie. We don't want it in 20 years. Let me be clear.
Why is he spending 20 years making the movie?
It is a neat thing they're trying to do. I get it. But also, fuck you.
Yeah, seriously.
What did you think of Boyhood?
It was fine.
I didn't like it. It was boring in 3 hours.
I found it very boring. Also, it opens with Yellow by Coldplay. So, like...
But do you know the premise? Do you know the premise of Merrily?
It's like people... I don't know the premise of Merrily.
So it's just basically like creative artists falling out and them going off and becoming broken human beings over time.
Oh.
But it's told backwards. So we see them after they've been corrupted and all that at the start, and we see them slowly become their idealistic selves, younger selves, through each scene.
Oh.
So in theory... doing it over 20 years would work, and the magic trick would work a little better than Boyhood because it's told in reverse, and you kind of end with the thing that was shot first.
Yeah,
with
that
the
is
more
good.
Nostalgia. But still, I don't want to wait 20 years.
Yeah, I love Beanie Feldstein. I don't want to wait 20 years.
I don't like Ben Platt, but he's
more... I
don't
like Ben Platt either.
Suited
but I also,
for that.
I also don't like the other guy in that movie whose name I can't remember.
Isn't he a rapist?
He's an abuser.
Oh.
He abused, it's believed he was the person that abused Melissa Benoit, that she, like, confirmed, she sent an Insta, she plays Supergirl, she's on Glee for a little bit, I don't know what's her last name, but it's, she made an Instagram video about someone, like, throwing a cell phone at her face, and, like, all this stuff, and based on the timeline of what she says, people believe it's this actor.
That's fucked up, don't support abusers.
Yeah, don't support abusers, guys.
Okay, I'm on my Patreon side, and I can talk here. If you're still supporting a Grace Aki's ex-husband...
Go away.
Go fuck yourself, for one.
Yeah, seriously.
And also, Rise wasn't even any good, he's not that good an actor.
Burn.
There.
Yeah, also fuck him. He sucks.
Yeah. Back to co-op.
Richard Kind is great, and they also have a version of Not Getting Married Today about doing cocaine at a Christmas party.
Yes. Which version of the song do you prefer, Getting Married Today or Did a Little Cocaine Tonight?
Now that I like them both equally. It's hard to decide.
Yeah.
Like, they both add, they all have a different value. I really love Not Getting Married Today. It's a great song.
Yes.
It's a masterful, masterful patter song, and it goes in and out of this beat very well. Also, just, I did a little cocaine tonight. It's just funny. So.
It really is. And Alex Brightman, as much as I don't particularly like him, I think he does a good job with it. The only song I don't particularly love, and there's not many songs, I don't love My Home Court. And
no,
the joke is, like, the design of the 70s is weird, right?
Yeah, like the brown and the beige. Like, yeah, the point of it, it's, like, to say the 70s are weird, and we there's a lot of weird patterns and stuff, and people put erotic art in their apartments to seem sexually, like, whatever.
Right.
But, like, the funniest part of that song is when the director and the director of the stage show and John Mulaney are having an argument about what type of song it is. Like, you know, it's a co-op board fantasy song. It's like, it's a fantasy sequence in her head. It's like, no, it's this.
There's one thing that bothers me a lot in John Mulaney's performance is when he's describing an I Want song and he does a very un-Sondheim thing. Sondheim is always very clear in what he's referencing, especially if he's referencing Oscar Hammerstein. He would not call the song from Carousel My Boy Bill. He would call it The Soliloquy from Carousel, because that's its official title. So that was like, oh, Sondheim wouldn't do that. That's just a John Mulaney thing right there. John Mulaney
didn't
look it up.
He did not look it up. He needed to do more research for this 30-minute episode.
But that just felt... If he's trying to be a literal Sondheim, Sondheim would have just quoted the song title officially, because Sondheim's fucking weird like that. But... That's very nitpicky.
No, yeah, I had to watch a lot of Sondheim videos, just him talking. It's just like, wow, this man is so intense.
Yeah. When did he stop opening his eyes? That's a track
like,
we need to
open
find.
Open your eyes, man.
Like, now he has flaps that go below, like, they dangle down his eyes, so I don't think he can see anything ever.
Does he need to see? He just needs his ears.
Yeah, I mean, he always closed his eyes when he was playing piano, and now that's just how he lives his life, without seeing anything.
But he's making all the money from all these residuals. Also, there's a new West Side Story movie coming out, so...
Yeah, that'll probably
money.
Be good.
Yeah, I hope it's good.
I'm sure it will be. All right, and then there's the big one. I Gotta Go. Elaine Stritch.
The Elaine Stritch moment.
Has to go get an eye doctor appointment.
And she's just like, I already took the drugs. I'm already really out of it, guys.
You said I'd be done by this time, and it's...
And then she just walks the fuck out.
Yep, and then she comes back in with, like, shit on her eyes. But my favorite is, like, the director, he's like, there's two things I know. It's women and exactly what's going to happen. That's a great line and a great cut.
Oh, yeah. Also, Taron Killam is really great in that part, because he's just, like, so confused about what's happening.
So, Taron Killam went to school with Emily. They went to high school together. So, she knows him before his days. But do you know where I first saw him? And I think he might be yours, since you're a 90s baby, too.
Stuck in the Suburbs?
Do you remember The Amanda Show?
Yes, I did see The Amanda Show first. Yes, I did see Moody's Point. Yes, I loved Moody's Point.
He was so good in that. He was like the standout part of Moody's Point, which I don't know if you track that, but Moody's Point was eventually going to be, it was like a backdoor spinoff for like another like Dawson's Creek parody. And like, we don't really want to do a parody TV show. And then it just became Zoe 101. So Moody's Point is the direct line to Zoe 101.
Thank God. Zoe 101 brought us such joy. Brought me joy, Lee.
I don't know. Moody's Point always made me feel weird inside whenever. I was like, I want more Dancing Lobsters. I don't want this.
Moody's Point was just like, I loved how overdramatic it was. Maybe that's why I watched season one of Riverdale and didn't hate myself.
Riverdale is basically Moody's Point. You're right.
Riverdale
Someone
is Moody's
was
Point.
Like, the dad loses his toe, and then that's a big emotional.
Isn't it like a hot air balloon accident in Moody's Point?
No, their mom's gone missing on a hot air balloon exhibition.
Oh, yeah. I only remember, like, a hot air balloon and a mom.
Yeah, the
like,
mom's in a hot
why,
air balloon.
I don't remember why the mom was in the hot air balloon, but she's missing.
And then she can't give her father her own toe because she's not the true daughter, so there's a real Moody, and that's the cliffhanger it ends on.
That we never find out.
No.
Then we bring in the dancing lobsters.
Yeah, way to go, Amanda Bynes. I hope you're doing well.
I hope you're doing much better now, Amanda Bynes. You brought such joy to our childhoods. So.
You really, really did.
You really did.
Just like Co-op brought so much joy to our adulthood.
I've seen it like four times. So.
But I think my favorite song is Going Up, which is the final song that they sing.
I love
and
Going Up.
It feels like a real musical song.
Yeah, I also love how they're just talking about this asshole kid who just, like, press the buttons. Like, he was an important person. We've never heard him before.
Like, my favorite line, like, it's like, oh, he pushed my buttons. He pushed every one of my buttons. And then there's, like, a really, really, really dark line, which just I think about every day. Like, kids like that don't grow up. They shoot up and die. Wow, you're an angry guy. I know.
No. Polypel is so good in everything she's in. Polypel is deeply underrated as a person.
Everyone, I agree.
Go watch anything Polypel's in. She's so good in everything she does. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, she's also got a great singing voice. Everyone here really knocks out the singing side of it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yes.
Oh yeah, like Richard Kind. I was surprised when I first saw this. I was like, oh, he's a good. He's a half decent singer, even though he's mostly yelling.
I mean, and I have a very unpopular opinion. I think he's the best Max Bialystock to ever be in The Producers.
Ooh.
He brings that.
He was in The Producers movie for a hot second.
He was, because he was one of the more famous Max Bialystocks. I think he brings out a lot more the Zero Mostel side of Max Bialystock, where Nathan Lane's just always Nathan Lane. He makes him more of a real human being in a way, and his singing voice is just perfect for that role. So honestly, if you guys are bored, go watch the Hollywood Bowl production with Jesse Tyler Ferguson as Leo Bloom and Richard Kind as Max Bialystock. Fantastic performances.
I may watch that after this.
It's a very, very good show. I can't wait to do that as an episode, but what can you say? I'm actually a big defender of the movie of The Producers, too.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about it.
I think it's better than most people give it credit for, but I see the critiques.
I think it has moments, but on a filmmaking level, it isn't that good.
I think once you get over the first 20 minutes, it's a lot better.
Yeah, the first 20 minutes are a slog. It's like, oh god, this is so bad. Oh my god.
But after that, it's very good.
Yeah, I think after 20 minutes, like, Lane and Broderick have kind of settled into a better, like, volume control. It's like, okay, they're not screaming at me. Thank god. Stop screaming at me, please. I can't take this.
Susan Stroman's very talented, but...
she's not the best film director.
No.
But I think The Producers does have its moments.
Will Ferrell as Franz Liebkind is incredible.
I didn't like him at first, and then I was like, oh wait, I actually kind of like him.
And I'm so glad that Gary Beach gets to forever icon, forever be
immortalized.
Roger DeBris.
As Roger DeBris. Like,
yes.
He's
so much of this good.
So much. I think it does a lot well. I think just on like a technical filmmaking level, it suffers.
Yes.
So, like, it's a kind of a slog to watch, but when it's fun, it's fun. Like, Keep Him Gay is great. But then you have
I Want to Be a Producer is great, too.
But then you go back to scenes where they're talking, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, the dialogue scene. Anything that isn't a musical number in that movie is really rough. But as soon as a song number starts, it gets really fun.
Yeah, I felt the same way about the Cabaret movie. I'm like, I really like this movie when they're doing the songs. But whenever Brian, or whatever the fuck his name is talking to Liza Minnelli about, like, Germany or something, like, I don't care. Like,
yep.
Don't care. Also, I watched the Cabaret a lot for that video. So.
And she nailed it. That's a fucking fantastic video, Liz.
Yeah, thank you. But Co-op is great. I love Co-op. It's also all of Documentary Now is great. I cannot recommend this show enough for anyone who hasn't
seen it. The first episode.
The first episode is a parody of Grey Gardens.
So good though. It's such a funny episode.
Are they just like? I won't say what the twist of that episode is, but like, yes, it's amazing. I want you all to be surprised.
I mean, you kind of see it coming from like
you kind of see
one.
It coming, but it's like you want to see it when it happens. But I cannot. Documentary Now is a great show. I can't recommend it enough. It does a lot incredibly well overall, and Co-op is a great episode. It's a great little snippet.
And it's just no one ever parodies Sondheim really.
No, it was a brave choice. I remember right before the episode came out, they were promoting it on social media. I'm like, is this going to work? Like, I don't know if this is going to work, John. And then I finally watched it on Netflix. I'm like, oh, because it's on the IFC network, which I don't get. Yes. So I had to wait to watch it months later. I was like, oh, it does work.
You're not on the right Reddit forums that upload anything theater related to them.
I'm
on
not.
Very secret Reddit forums. It's great.
Very secret.
You say that. It's under, like, you have to get approved by two different people to get onto these Reddit forums. I know.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's where get most of my bootlegs, to be honest.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah. Makes sense. I just, like, Google it and find a Reddit thread.
So what's your cheese rating?
Wow. I should have thought about this. It's a hard thing to rate. I'm going to give it... I'm trying to think of a cheese.
I can give mine real quick if you want to think.
You give yours and then I'll give
mine. I mean, this is a fantastic episode. Mulaney knocks it out of Sondheim. And the feel, like the visual style is like identical to the original company video. I cannot give this anything else but whipped cream cheese. Because John Mulaney once screamed out at the Tony Awards, all cream cheese should be whipped.
I mean, yeah, it's true. Whipped cream cheese is the superior cream cheese.
I win.
You win. Okay.
What's your cheese rating, Liz?
Okay. I love Co-op. It's great. Great time. My cheese rating is, because I can't think of anything right now, I'm just going to give it cheddar.
Cheddar?
Yeah. I'm new here, though. I'm allowed. So.
Yeah. We got slut-shamed for using cheddar too much on our fucking 150th episode.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
On that note, that thing that wraps it up for Patreon cheese this week. You got anything else left to say, Liz?
Cocaine.
Cocaine!
Yeah, that's it.
We'll see you next time on Patreon with cheese. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The super just walked away. Co-op, I'd rather squat in a long than stay. Units managed by a staff of gimlets who pay a king's ransom for a one-bedroom suite. But you can sort of see the Chrysler from the window in your room. A window in your room. And you don't own any land, just a box in the sky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. Your other neighbor died. Yeah, yeah. You were lucky, but that time is forgot. But you never gave up your spot at the co-op. Our blessed the co-op.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.